I'm going to start off this evening by reading five verses from Mark chapter 7. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of Decapolis. There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone. But the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." I wonder if you can remember a great teacher that you had, somebody you revered, somebody that you respected, somebody who you felt taught you very well. I had a biology teacher who was really good and taught us science, and we did experiments and had discussions. If you didn't believe all that science was saying, she did not ridicule you, and she accepted everyone's point of view. I still remember what she taught me, and that was 40 years ago. Well, here Jesus is the great teacher. Even his enemies called him teacher. And he is going to teach us about himself and about miracles that he does and how he is able and willing to heal anybody with any kind of difficulty. But this miracle is different from others because Jesus usually just says a word and the person is healed. Sometimes he doesn't have to be with the person. But this one is different. Jesus has walked a long way to Decapolis, about 50 miles. He knew that this man was waiting to see him. And that in itself is very touching, that Jesus should walk 50 miles to see this one man. People who cared about the man brought him to Jesus. This man was profoundly deaf, and his speech had become very unclear because of that. The man had some kind of accident where he had lost his hearing, and because of that, he couldn't speak very well. He lost his ability to express himself. Jesus places his hand on the man, which is a kind gesture. Jesus did this because he knew the man couldn't hear him. The man couldn't understand what Jesus actually said. So Jesus touches him to show that he loves and cares for him. And Jesus accepts people who come to him. Anybody who comes to him, he will accept them and he will communicate in a way that we can understand. Jesus is going to show by this miracle that what a miracle is really like. It's like a kind of slowing down of the miracle. He does it slowly in stages so that we can see the anatomy of a miracle and how Jesus has everlasting power and glory and everlasting love towards this man. So let's look at the man's deafness. He couldn't hear with his ears. He doesn't hear what God is saying to him. He couldn't hear Jesus. And he's not really disturbed by what is going on around him. He's a bit insensible, really. He thinks everything will be okay, other people will look after me, and it'll all work out fine. He has never heard the good news about Jesus. He doesn't know who Jesus is. He doesn't realise who is standing in front of him. He doesn't really know that he could be made better. He could be made new. He doesn't know God's grace in his life. He's completely insensible, really, to what Jesus could do for him. It's a bad state to be in because he doesn't actually understand his need very clearly and he doesn't understand what he could have. So because of this deafness, this profound deafness, his speech is unclear. And he doesn't understand about Jesus. He doesn't understand the state that he's in. He is not able to speak up and have a testimony. Some of you have seen the I Am Second films on YouTube. We used to look at them last year. These are so powerful and they're so enthralling and they draw us to think about Jesus because we can see the effect that Jesus has had on people's lives by their witness. We understand that Jesus is real, that he really does change people's lives. And there are people in this room here now that the Lord Jesus has changed profoundly. I wonder, would you be willing to put up your hand and make that testimony, that truthful testimony, that he has changed you? Are you glad to do that, or are you slightly embarrassed? This man could not speak about God's blessings to him because he didn't know what they were. He has no motivation to seek help because he has never felt God's grace. Well, let's look at Jesus. He is number one. Christians are second. Jesus is number one. Jesus took the man aside from the crowds and from the prying eyes. Jesus is not a showman. He's not in a circus. He is seeking a personal encounter with this man and with each one of us as well. Jesus' motivation is always for our good. So Jesus touches the man to help him to believe in who he is. How does Jesus touch us? He is not physically here. How can Jesus touch us? Well, he gives us many helps to our faith to help us know that he is real. He gives us the Bible. And when we read the Bible, we actually see Jesus, not in a picture in our head, but we see what he's like. We hear the kind of things he says. We see his love, his mercy. We see his ability to change people. When we pray, we draw near to God. We draw near to the Lord Jesus and we talk to him and we can express ourselves to him in a very personal way. Sometimes the circumstances of our life drive us to him or draw us to him. When things go wrong, we automatically perhaps think of him. And even if it's just to blame him for the wrong things that we've done, the circumstances of our life can make us think about Jesus. When good things happen to us and we are blessed, we can thank Jesus for what he has done for us. And meetings like this, where we can hear about Jesus and learn more about him, all these things are helps to our faith. So we have this miracle. This miracle is in four parts. First of all, Jesus put his fingers in the man's ears. The deafness is the root of the problem, and Jesus deals with that first. Our root problem is not deafness in our physical ears, but our spiritual deafness, which stops us hearing God's word and understanding it. All kinds of things distract us, and we shift our attention to them and not to what we should be thinking about. Let's say I'm at home in the evening and work is over for the day. I think of reading my Bible, but just then something comes on the TV and I just watch that instead. This kind of thing happens to everyone, and we have to choose the best way. Our enemy, the devil, will do whatever he can to keep our mind off God and seeking God. Second thing, Jesus spat on his fingers and touched a man's tongue. If someone did that to us, we would not allow them to put their saliva on us. We view this as unclean and unhygienic. What's Jesus doing here then? Jesus is looking for submission from this man and is watching to see if the man understands who Jesus is and to bow his knees before him. The man did understand. He complied with what Jesus did. His understanding, his ears had been fixed. He complies as Jesus did. When Jesus seeks to work in our lives, do we comply? Or do we wiggle and squirm and make excuses for ourselves that we're okay as we are? Or do we submit to him as our Lord and Master? Third, Jesus looks up to heaven. Jesus has all authority and power. We must never forget that. When Jesus looks to heaven, he is not praying for help. Jesus is showing us here that all good things come from above, come from God. Jesus sighs. He's not tired, but he's identifying himself with the predicament of this man. Our predicament is tiresome. It does make us weary. The things of life do make us weary, but Jesus identifies with us. He knows exactly how we feel, and the Lord Jesus is showing us his loving heart, so kind and able to identify with us in our weaknesses. And then the miracle happens. Jesus speaks one word, Ephatha, which means be opened. So his ears, his tongue are opened. The man is healed. This healing comes from God. The man's ears can hear, and so his speech is healed too. The man has been set free from his prison, and he knows it. He praises God, and he is joyful. So what's the miracle for us? We don't hear God. We don't really want to most of the time. We need a miracle. We need God to put us in tune with himself so that when he speaks to us, we can understand and respond. We need to really understand what Jesus has done for us and that he can take away the wrong that keeps us from God. Our thought processes need changing and our desires need changing. So that we want what God wants and not the foolishness of this world. This is the miracle for us. The man was overjoyed at what Jesus did. His life was made whole again. He was fully operational. We too are only fully functioning when we submit to Jesus and give our lives to him. The man had to do something. What was it? He had to submit. He had to obey. He had to give in and stop rebelling against Jesus. When he did, he got back his hearing and his speaking, and he could now hear Jesus and he could speak to others about him. Everyone could see that this man was healed. It was so obvious. People's eyes immediately focused on Jesus and not the man. Jesus had done this because he loved the man and wanted him to be complete. Everyone said, Jesus does everything well. Jesus is so unlike us. He is humble and the loving Lord who rescues all who call on him. And he does it freely, no payment. Jesus is our perfect Saviour. He will never let us down. He will never fail. He will never give up on us. I suppose this is not the question. We know this over and over again. The question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to kneel at his feet? Are you going to submit to him and what he says and give him your life? He is the same tonight as he ever was. Maybe it's time for you to give up your ways and follow his ways. Or perhaps you prefer to stay deaf and unable to speak for him. Or will you submit to his love and find for yourself to be a speaker of his love and have a testimony?